But first, last week, before President Trump pardoned former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, my next guest told my colleague Jimmy Jenkins a pardon in Arpaio's case would be, quote, really, really rare. Now that the president has formally pardoned Arpaio, we wanted to check back in with Robert Weisberg to get his take on it. Weisberg is a professor of criminal law at Stanford and co-director of the school's Criminal Justice Center. And Robert, on a scale of 1 to 10, how surprised were you at both the fact that the pardon happened and its timing?
Well, if by timing you mean when it was buried in the news of the hurricane, I guess I was surprised by that, but I wouldn't underestimate the president anymore. Surprise as a general matter, I guess it just depends on at what point you were projecting whether it would happen. But I wasn't particularly surprised. Once the notion got out there that it might be something he would do, it seemed politically a very logical thing for him to do.
Absent the president's comments at the rally in Phoenix, given sort of where the case was in the legal process and given sort of the facts of the sheriff's case, are you surprised, given all that, that he was pardoned now?
Well, it is true that he could have waited until the case was completed, because it isn't quite completed. Although he's been convicted, he hasn't been sentenced, and you know the conviction in a more than technical sense isn't really final until the sentence, because that's when the final judgment is rendered. My sense is that he, for no clear reason, decided to do it right then, but he certainly wasn't going to wait very long.
Is there precedent for having this kind of case pardoned before a sentencing, for example, or at this stage in the legal process?
It's rare and possibly unprecedented for it to happen between the conviction and the sentence. That's a pretty narrow space most of the time. It's not at all unusual. It's hardly the majority of situations, but it's not at all unusual to issue a preemptive pardon before criminal processes have begun at all, or at least advanced very far, well before a conviction. And of course, the Richard Nixon case is the best example of that.
The sheriff and his lawyers will now have another day in federal court. They're basically asking the judge to vacate the verdict and have the case dismissed completely. Is this step a surprise to you? I mean, is this kind of an unusual thing to have happen in this situation?
Everything these days is unprecedented, including this. It was perfectly logical for Arpaio and his lawyers to assume that the moment the pardon was announced, the judge would simply erase the case and take, you know, using some jargon or other, like, I hereby, you know, vacate the conviction and dismiss the prosecution with no further recourse. And therefore, the fact that it's a question now is extremely unusual. My sense is that this has very much to do with the fact that the crime here was contempt of court.
In what way?
Because we often hear arguments about separation of powers. Now, it doesn't violate separation of powers for the president to pardon somebody and therefore undo what a court has rendered, because after all, that's in the Constitution. And it's also true that this is a quote-unquote mere misdemeanor. It's not a major felony. But the fact that it's contempt of court means something special to judges, because the particular crime here is defying the authority of the courts. My sense, although we'll see how it develops in the next few days or whenever, is that this is symbolic, but it's a significant piece of symbolism. It's symbolic because the judge's steps, whatever she's going to take, are not going to lead to any reinstatement of the conviction or any sentence. I think the pardon is going to be effective. I think she feels that the judicial system, at the very least, has to symbolically vindicate itself by completing the formalities of the adjudication, to get it on the record that he defied a court order. It's a way of vindicating the injunction, the violation of which led to the contempt order. I think it's a way of the court saying, we need to establish for the public record that he violated the authority of the court and undermined the integrity of a valid injunction. So my guess is that if she sticks to her guns and carries out this process, it will be seen as a significant symbolic act, though in no way will it jeopardize Arpaio's freedom.
Robert Weisberg is co-director of the Stanford Criminal Justice Center. Robert, thanks a lot for your time.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.